Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and once again for a brand new season, 2022. Going on 20 years on the airways. I'm your host and you're not. And my name is Emerson and I still ain't got no sense. No.
Welcome to School Talk. Welcome back to school. Push the magic button. Woo! Ben Davis is open and operating and all that good stuff. And I'm on the radio. I got Max in the studio. I got students in the studio. I got teachers in the studio. I'm in the studio. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
How you doing, Max?
I am doing great.
How you doing, Max?
I am doing great.
How you doing, Max?
I'm still doing great.
Welcome back.
Thank you,
man. We're back in the studio, man.
I know, it is so exciting.
Well, it is exciting because I get around you guys, man. I regress. Well, regress, right, Rur?
Yeah, it would be.
I kind of get younger. You know, yes. I know I'm 67 years old, you know, then. Wait, around you guys, man, I feel 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, like I ain't got no sense. I'm so glad to be here with Max. Yeah. But anyway, welcome to my studio audience. I got students in the studio also. And great to have Max back. So, Max, as I always say, Max, we going to talk a lot about what you've been up to. So I ain't going to get into what you've been up to right now. I want to know, we always ask the question. We always want to know what the students are doing. You know, it's early in the game, but what's going on with the thing we call the
So, we are going to be having an event in Wayne Township. It is the Wayne Township Community Day. It will be August 27th at Sam's Club on Rockville Road. And it's never too early to start planning for football season because the Brownsburg Bulldogs will travel right here to Ben Davis. That game will be at 7 p.m. right here on Indy's Giant 90.9. That will be on August 19th. Now, our social medias are at WBDG Indy, except for the TikTok at Giant 90.9. The request line is 317-244-9234. And by the way, all of our podcasts, including this one right here, will be on audioboom.com. And School Talk, that's right now.
It's
every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with replay Sunday at 2 p.m. M.
Wow, push the magic button for the magic. What was that thing they called? Big Boy. Now, before I get to my students, I want to welcome my station manager, Mr. John Easter, to the studios. Well, Mr. Easter, welcome back to school, man. You're back. Can you hear him? Turn him up. Push the magic button. Can you hear him? Oh, we got a little technical difficulties there. We're going to get that fixed because we got students in here. They know how to fix this thing. So I can hear him in my ear a little bit. Mr. Easter, he was here from the beginning back in 2003 when I started this crazy ride as School Talk. So we're going to make some adjustments here and see if we can get his voice on the radio. If we can't, he'll have to come around the corner and jump on this microphone because he's in charge of this place. He understands. But we started this back.
There we go.
There we go. Mr.
How about that?
How you doing? Yeah. Technical difficulties. I'm a technical difficulty. I'm a walking technical difficulty.
I don't know why mic one's not working.
Mic one? Mic one?
Hello,
maybe Mike didn't want to win.
Not working.
Mike didn't want to win today.
Not working.
Mike just ain't going to win.
Oh, well.
Mike. Good morning, Mr. Easter.
We're working now.
Welcome
What's
back.
What's up?
Hey. I'm getting to Max. I'm getting Max Kool-Aid. I'm getting your Kool-Aid. I got some students in school. I'm getting their Kool-Aid also. Welcome back.
Thank you.
But you've been doing some stuff over summer anyway, though.
I feel like I'm in a hole or something.
Yeah.
The way this sounds. I don't know what's going on.
You sound good over here.
We'll make it work.
Last time I saw somebody in that studio was way... been a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been a long time since I talked to somebody in that studio. Wow.
Yeah, well.
Mickey Catches? We that long ago?
I don't think it's been that long. That'd about, be a while.
About three, 4 years ago. Something
yeah,
like that.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, well, welcome. I'm so glad to have you here. We're going to talk about some stuff today.
Stuff and things?
We got some new teachers on board.
We do.
We got several. Got several new teachers on board.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that. I want to talk about some other stuff. I'm like a little EDB smorgasbord because a lot been going on before. Don't go nowhere.
I'm here.
I got some students in the studio. I want to introduce them to me and to you. And to my right, I have
Ryan Smith. And I just wanted to say, it feels like a purple haze has entered the room as soon as Emerson started talking. The entire like class is by this window earlier, and they were just all amazed, like big bug eyes looking at Emerson. It's incredible to be back and incredible to hear Emerson's charisma just take over the radio station.
Man, I love that voice. You know,
thank you.
How you doing?
Doing amazing.
What's going on? You got $50?
No. Far from it.
Why he's trying to get money from students. Parents call in. Why is Mr. Allen trying to get money from my child? I can't get no money from my child. I give my child money. He never gives it back. That's great to have you in studio. A lot been going on. Before I get to my stuff and stuff, Max, Mick, Summer, tell me a little bit about how was your summer going?
Well, it was a good summer. Started off with the Indy 500. I was able to go to
you
that
called
one
it?
This
year.
No,
oh.
I didn't call it, but I was able to be there. I was right in turn four, right at pit road.
Uh-huh.
So got some good seats again, so that was fun. I got to actually go with one of my friends, Gene, and he's actually going to be heading to the Army soon. So
congratulations.
Just wanted to make sure to give him a shout out for that. Was able to go to the baseball state finals to do a job shadow there.
Wow.
So got to go in the production truck, see the broadcast booth. So speaking of the 500, that was Mark Janes, voice of the 500,
okay,
who gave me that opportunity. So as always, we got to shout out him. And then I got to go to the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton because I wanted to make sure I could see Peyton Manning's exhibit because he's my all-time favorite quarterback before they removing that for the class of 2022.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Spent a day in Cleveland, too. I always like being there.
And, did you drive up to Cleveland? You didn't drive. You did. Probably rode. Did you drive?
No, I didn't drive.
That's
I rode
a drive.
Up there.
That's still a road.
Yeah.
A road?
It's about 5 hours. But
I rode up there. Yeah.
We try and go there every once in a while because we go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's right down the water.
It is. Mm-hmm. That is one of my mom's favorite things to go to.
Yeah.
So we were all excited about that.
Did summer go fast?
It did, yeah. And obviously, we're back here now. My school doesn't start till August, August 10th. So that's been interesting having to be here about 2 weeks before.
How does it feel going to two different school buildings throughout the year?
It was weird probably at first, but I'm just so used to it now. And then I even came here twice in the summer to do some summer radio.
Okay.
So I'm pretty much used to being here. As a second home now.
You said you have for college, too, because college is that where you go to a bunch of different buildings. You don't stay in one spot to get your education, and which is really, 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 really cool. Mr. Easter, anything special this summer? What did you do? Anything?
I was trying to talk to Max, but he had me turned off.
Wow. Hey, hey, hey.
Wow, Max.
I had you turned off because I saw you messing with the microphone. I didn't want it to be picked up.
Who's the producer of the show?
Me. That's true. I'm the one in charge. You thought you were
push
in charge.
The magic button.
Me. This is my show now.
What is it that 90s song said? I got the power.
Yeah. You know good and well, when we started this show back in 2003, one of the stipulations was be a student-produced show.
Right.
That means the
student is really in control.
We have.
That is crazy.
We are student-produced. So
that is crazy.
I figured out the problem with the microphones there that we had to start. So
yeah, he didn't let you come in. He cut you off.
That's all right.
Max, but I don't know, Max. I don't know. We got a little parent-to-son talk.
Okay.
Our power is great. It's great to have power, but should never let power control you to go to your head or you. I'm just kidding.
Okay. It's year two.
He's got all he needs now. He's in control now.
Exactly.
What was your question again, Emerson?
I have no idea. No, seriously. How was your summer, bro?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was relaxing. Got a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
It's good.
It go fast for you, too?
Yes. It always goes fast.
Why is that, man?
I don't know.
I ain't figured that
one out. But the school year goes fast, too. Yeah. So.
But it's kind of cool when you come back, because this year, like, well, after every year, you always come back with new teachers.
Yeah.
Or some new faces. Or some old faces coming back in some new roles.
Or you're just old.
Oh, you're just old. You know,
no, you're right. Lots of new folks around Ben Davis. And, you know, by the way, just if you're out there and let's say you are a teacher and maybe science teacher or something like that, and you're sitting at home and you're thinking, of, you know, man, I want to get back into it. Come teach with us.
Yeah.
Because we still have some openings here.
Wow.
So check it out.
That is awesome.
Yep, check it out online. Go to the Wayne Township website and come teach with us because we need you.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
We have good kids here.
We do.
Including the ones in the studio with you and in our classroom here.
Yeah, even though they got big heads.
Don't tell them I said that.
Yeah. No, they're great students. It is a great school to work, great environment. As a student, you know that. And then you come back, a person named Greg Person coming back.
He's
into
here.
Greg Person. Yeah, coming back into
Courtney James. On staff now.
Here. There you go. Names are flying out there. Coming in from faces when they were students. Now they're on staff. Then you have staff changes. You have big John Clark. John Clark retiring as FLA director. And then Mrs. McGowan taking over the reins.
Yep, moving into that
role.
And there's a new assistant AD, too, named Brian Johnson.
Okay.
Who's been an athletic director at several schools.
So number one and number two in that department is going to be new.
Right.
Yeah, but well, not new, I mean, not new to BD.
Heather's
though.
Not new.
Not new to BD. No,
she's
yeah.
been here longer than I have, but she's moving over into that role as athletic director. So we wish her well. And, of course, man, you got to wish Mr. Clark well, too, as well.
Oh, man.
49 years.
Yeah, went out on top.
50 years here
Woo!
At Ben Davis High School.
Woo!
I remember... I did a I used to when they still had the all sports program, you know, mm-hmm. where they'd recognize all the athletes and stuff. We haven't had it for like the last couple of years because mm-hmm. of COVID, but I was sitting next to Mr. Clark and I said, "So, Mr. Clark, and how many of these have you been to?" And he started adding up and he 46. Like, wow. It was like the 47th annual, and he'd been to 46 of them.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And then also, hey, Dr. Tony Harvey, the new chief technology officer on the Board of Education, or Board of Education approved him also. So he's on board. So new faces over there at the Ed Center. That's pretty kind of cool. And, one of our faces downtown, WBDG and BDTV and Ben Davis graduate Brad Gray coming back to Indianapolis, Indiana, director of innovation at WTHR. You know, TVs. That's pretty cool when students get that skill in high school and go off into college, to go off into the real world, to come back to your own hometown, to one of the local national TV stations and get a nice gig. So this stuff does pay off. So coming to school, that's a lot of real good reasons. Not just come and see your friends, but getting an education and going on. Because once you get older, and God willing, you will get older, and have an opportunity to take advantage of all these opportunities that are out there in the world. So hats off to all the new teachers, and hats off to the graduates of Ben Davis High School going on to do bigger, better things, either in the school building or out there in the real world. I went to Key West over the summer, had a ball, was 90 miles from Cuba. Which is pretty cool.
Wow.
They wouldn't let me go. Castle City, that boy cannot come down here. So that was pretty cool. They were laid back in Key West. That's one place you need to go. They drive 35 miles per hour and in a hurry to get nowhere. They got scooters and they got golf carts and they walk in. They ain't in a hurry to get nowhere. They call it paradise for a reason. They ain't in a hurry to get nowhere. Very, very, very relaxing. I went to Texas again and hang out in Texas. I love going to Texas. It's pretty cool hanging out there in Houston, Texas, and then hung around the house a little bit, worked on stuff. But my family got bigger, Mr. Easter. Max, my family got bigger. No, I didn't have any kids myself. I'm done. But I got my, last year I had my first great-granddaughter. You might remember that.
Right.
I had my first great-granddaughter, Delaney. Well, in June, I have my second great-granddaughter.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. Congratulations. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. I didn't say granddaughter. I said great-granddaughter in Amani Renee. So I got two great-granddaughters, Mr. Easter. I'm old. Two great-granddaughters.
Congratulations.
Wow. And then, what? Ain't done yet. And then in July, on July 5th, I had another, I didn't have it, but my daughter, she had a daughter, I had another granddaughter.
Wow.
In July, on July 5th. Oh, man, Zuri Katrina. So another granddaughter. In fact, that gives me, I need a loan. That's what I mean, my brother needs some money. I mean, I got six grandchildren, Mystery. Six kids, six grandchildren, four daughters, six grandchildren, and two great-granddaughters.
It's hard to keep track, right?
Oh, man, it is. Man.
By the way, we did forget a new administrator over at the central office. Moving into Director of Special Services, Dr. Linda Watkins.
Dr. Watkins.
Moving in. So.
Hey, remember, it's Dr. Watkins, not Mrs. Watkins. So Mrs. I get that problem. I have a problem with titles. You know. Oh, man, Dr. Bus woke me up that day. But yeah. What? You seen Dr. Bus lately? Let's talk him up. Let's see if we just show up at the window. I love
that. We'll probably see him on this show.
Yeah, we definitely will.
At some point.
We definitely will. He gives us updates, what's happening downtown in the education department with the state of Indiana, and what's happening here in the district. We got a great superintendent. I don't just say that because he allowed me to come on the radio. I say that because it's true. It is a fact.
Ryan's quiet.
I am quiet. Well, I don't want to ruin the energy. No,
this is rare that Ryan is quiet.
I'm saving very rare. I'm saving the best for last.
Okay, all right.
I'm actually saving the best for last. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the voice from North. What'd you do this summer?
Not much. That's good.
And now we're going to go on to sports and talk about it.
Cool.
In sports news sports today. Sports news,
yes.
Something.
Football.
No, that was cool, but it's true. No, what'd you do?
Some race this weekend.
I'm trying to think. I'm so sorry. I didn't plan out what I was doing for summer. I'm mostly just kind of... got better mentally, which isn't really fun to like. Whoa, it's a fun summer, but it's a good thing. Yeah,
that is smart.
So I don't know. I'm doing better. I feel happy to be here, which is a very rare occurrence. So that's good.
That is really really good when you think about your I don't want to say your mental health, but your health because you don't want to go. It really when you're happy and what you're doing, clap your hands when you're happy with your doing. No, but seriously though, you. That might sound corny, but that is very important that you're happy with yourself, you know, and you have peace with yourself, you know, because when you're in that mindset, man, ain't nothing you can't accomplish, you know, whether it's planning for the future, being around your family, mm-hmm. or just chilling out. And chilling out is good. Get a chance to rest and relax those brain cells. But no vacation? You didn't go? No cities? No countries? No.
I don't know if my mom will like me saying this, but my family went on vacation. I didn't go. I stayed home and dog sat because I wanted to.
Okay.
And and when I was, I quit my job in the process, which was probably not the best move.
Yeah.
So
that make you think.
Yeah, it did make me think a little bit. I didn't like my job, and I just thought, like, it's probably better. And then, they were gone for about 2 weeks. So then in that time, I was having my own little story
growing arc, up, yeah,
which was a little weird.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be on radio. I'd like to be a comedy writer for radio. I love comedy on air. I was recently watching Norm Macdonald go on someone's show, mm-hmm. and he just kills it by himself. And he isn't really a radio host or anything,
right.
but like he has this energy when he walks in the room, which is like unmatched. And I wish I had that kind of ability with other people. And I think it's something I like strive to be. It's just hilarious without even needing to try it. Like.
Right.
That level of comedy.
Do you realize though? But Mac, you can jump in too. But do you realize when you're a student and you get that at this level, when you come to that realization that you know what you want to do, and you actually spend a little time thinking about it to understand what you need to do to make that happen at this level, how huge that is. Don't take that lightly from a 67-year-old man. Who's been through four different high schools, who did not know what he wanted to do, who at 18 joined the Marine Corps because I had no directions, didn't know what I wanted to do, and I finally got in front of a man who wouldn't let me take no for an answer, And I couldn't give him no for an answer. And it actually turned my life around to the point where I got on the right track. You know, to be at your level, to understand what you want to be when you grow up, man, it's magic button time. Push that magic button. That is so huge. And I say this to the parents. I say this to the parents. If you see something in your child that's so positive that you can, and they something that they love, help them cultivate that. Help them make that happen. Be a partner to them, because you just don't know. You have a star in the making. And plus the fact that they're doing something that they love. And if it's a great thing that they're doing, help them with it. And help them make that dream come true. It is so huge. And so many folks went through this program, radio and TV here at Ben Davis High School. And Mr. Easter got all the names, because I can't remember none of the students that went on to do bigger and better things. But starting in these programs, it happens. It happens. And this is a great place to plant those seeds. And let those seeds grow.
Well, you mentioned one there earlier. Brad Gray is an example of somebody that has been around to some different places. He was most recently with the folks up there at the it's the network, cable network, News Nation.
Okay.
Up in Chicago, but he's been to Atlanta. He's been here. He's been around doing his thing. Of course, he taught here for a brief period of time as well, and now he's back in town at Channel 13, which is pretty cool. Nicole Griffin, he's got a great promo running on Channel 6 right now about how she's a Ben Davis giant. Leah Blackburn is, I think, the weekend anchor now at Fox 59. We got Kurt Darling here in town. You could still hear Kurt's drop-ins and things here on WBDG, but we've also got him over at WIBC. His sister Anna is down in Arkansas doing her thing. Marvin Bill's up in Lafayette. I mean, we have students from radio and TV. Garrison King out in Riverside, California. Of course, I was listening to Christy Lee driving in this morning. She's going into the Hall of Fame. The IBA Hall of Fame. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
She's been on this show.
That's what I'm talking about.
My predecessor, Paul Mendenhall, is a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
So, you know, he was a teacher here. He didn't go here, but
that
you
counts.
Know, that's that does count. He taught me. So the people that have been through this program and through Area 31, and that goes for all 40 some of these programs that are in Area 31. They all have those success stories.
Martin Max, we got a new segment. I want to do just popped in my head, and that's dangerous.
Okay. But,
I want to do a new segment for this year, and every show I want to do a segment. Either we can tweak the name, but I want to highlight a student who a former student. Where they are now. I want a promo. I want something. I want somebody to do a promo. Where are they now, or whatever it is. And I want to highlight, because we got so many kids, and I call them kids because I'm old, and I can't think of one now. He's in the comedy. I can't think of his name, but he's actually got a one-man comedy show, professional. I can't think of his name.
He's out
of BDTV. He was a cameraman there. He did the – but I'll
Sonny?
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah, Sonny.
Sonny Atwal.
Yeah. Sonny. You know, and he was funny. But now he's getting paid.
So you're saying Sonny was funny?
Sonny was funny, but he had a strange.
Don't laugh at that.
He had a really strange
that
way.
That was not funny.
He had a nice. He had his own thing. He had his own way of delivery, and now he's doing it professionally. So I want to highlight that students, and it might not be BDTV students, it might not be BD or TV, it might be the kids. Any kids in automotive, it might be in sales. What I want to know, because we got so many students that are doing great things. And I want to highlight one every show. So I want a segment. So that's your homework. I don't care who it. Just where they are now or once upon a time or did you know? Yeah, whatever. You know, you use his voice. I don't care. Yeah, use his voice for something. But anyway. No. But anyway, it's great to be back. Welcome back to everybody. I do want to touch real quickly on one quick piece of history, and take my shout outs to the IBS help me out, man.
Intercollegiate Broadcasting System.
Don't get old,
system.
You can't talk, you lose IBS. You lose your lips. And for
You lose your
intercollegiate. I'm a let me say that word.
Intercollegiate.
Intercollegiate.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Rock, see? Yeah, like
close enough.
Like, yeah, what's that? What's the anyway, for the two out of the three last years, you know, thanks to the great producers of this show, has been awarded and voted and won some great awards, being the either the best public affairs program or the best community volunteer program. But either way, it's because of the student producers. It's not been, and I'll say this, it's not been because of me, the host. It's because of the student, the ability of a student to think outside the box and be that person to produce a show like that, to say the things, to think the things that these folks who are New York City hear. You know, they see something in the student. It ain't the old fogey host guy. It's the student that they're listening to and paying attention to. So push that magic button for my students, like Max.
For Max.
Like Max, yeah. The producer of the program. And I think it was last year, Mr. Jackson, the best sports talks.
Yeah, Jackson White.
Jackson White. Okay, Jackson White. I'm old. Jackson for his best sports talk show for Inside Ben Davis Football, I believe it was.
Which is coming back Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 16th.
Yeah.
He produced an award-winning show. So he can say, put that moniker there, award-winning show. I just want to say to my audience, you know, that that's not a light award, because the IBS is an organization with membership with over 1,000 nonprofit education affiliated radio stations and webcasters. I'm gonna go back to over 1,000. Okay, over 1,000, and it's nationwide.
So you're saying over 1,000?
Over 1,000.
Okay. 1,001.
And when WBDG title goes into these contests, you know, they're in competition with over 1,000. National organizations, nonprofit education affiliates, and this IBS is headquartered in Windsor, New York, with a legal office in Washington, D.C., LegalEats. It's very, and the majority of the 2,500 educational radio stations do not affiliate nationally, but ones that do, IBS represents over 90% of them. You know, so it's a big deal. When the students here get these type of awards. So I want the parents to know pat your student on the shoulder, on the back, when give them a hug when they make these awards. And other programs that our students compete in high school when they get these awards. This is effort given from that student they need to know that their parents and that you support them. So it is a huge deal. Because these kids, I call y'all kids, you're young scholars. At this level, man, you are planting those seeds for down the road. And as like the summer went fast, so does life. Before you know it, you got 10 kids. Well, not 10 kids. Okay. Four daughters, six grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. And I don't know how all that happened, but it's been happening for the last, I've been married now 40 years, both marriages, about 41 years of marriages. That stuff happens too. So I just really like this is a student-produced show, and I wanted to end it on those tones, that how grateful I am to the students of this program. And I want the parents and the audience to really, really understand to, you know, be grateful for your student that's trying to do the right thing. Help them out. Stay with them. Stick with them. And when they get these awards, man, buy them a birthday cake or something. You know, after they wash the dishes and clean their room up and take out the trash. Didn't buy them a birthday cake, but yeah. But we're so glad to be back for another season. It's our 20th season, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Number 20. Started in 2003. So we'll add the addition of the students. Where are they now, or why do they do that? That's a good one.
Why do they do that?
Right, and that's something we want to do too on the show is get those people on the air with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yes.
Yep.
Yep. So you're asking, easy. It's easy to talk about them, but it's so great to talk about them and right face to face and to get their thoughts because, like you say, time does pass fast and they'll probably say the same thing. Like they could walk in the door. They probably have seen things like, well, I feel like I was just in class yesterday. And but it just goes by so fast. So welcome back, students, for another year here at Ben Davis High School and another year of school talk. So, Max, any parting words? I'm going to let you end up the show and say anything you want to say or welcome back. Or we'll tell me to shut up,
push the button, to be cut me off. And we'll be back next week.
Woo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Miss Squire next week.
Principal. Oh, got to have the principal. Got to be on my best behavior because she'll put me in the doghouse. You know, I mean, we did one skip, and I'm already over. But we did one skip when I was doing school talk. Now we was doing a club over Mr. Allen, and we did a skit about decisions. And so we did a skit about sitting outside the principal's office. That really wasn't a good decision to get in the position to sit outside the principal's office. So maybe I'll be on my best behavior because I don't want to sit outside the principal's office next week. That's not fun. So, back to class. Younger class. What class you got?
I got radio.
What class you got?
Radio.
What class you got in the corner?
Radio.
What class you got in the corner?
Radio.
So I got students in the corner.
Radio. Oh,
that's Mr. Easter. He's on. He got radio too. So radio's coming up. Whose program's coming up? Any pick shows yet?
I don't have them yet.
Yeah, pick shows.
Third day.
It's too soon.
See, I told you, students in charge of radio programs, choosing stars of shows. So, like Mr. Easter said on his tweet, you know, welcome back to student produced shows.
Yep.
That's great. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. They really do. But you must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give back? What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And you really need to give these students the opportunity. And students, take advantage of every opportunity that comes your way. Time just passes so fast. And remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Okay, be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. You got a bunch of dummies out there. Don't copy the dummies. Emerson said that. I didn't call you a dummy per se unless you're a dummy. But don't follow the dummies. Dummy do stupid stuff. Dummy do dumb stuff. You know, dummy do? Don't do a dummy do. Don't do that. That's a lot of D's.
Yeah.
I think it's a dummy don't. I think it's the right term.
Dummy don't?
Yeah.
Don't dummy it down. Don't dumb it down. Dummy shut up. That's me talking to myself. But don't somebody shut up. That's rude. You know, it's rude to tell somebody to shut up.
Really?
That is really rude.
Oh, shut up, Emerson.
The views is past us. That's it. The views, Timothy and Wayne Townshend. The views of me and my guests. I guess I'll shut up. And see you next week on School Talk. Good job.